And welcome to Young and Happy. I'm Caleb Presley, and I'm joined today by my co-host and cohort, Adam Ferrone. He goes by Roan, and on the weekends, it's been rumored that he has a daughter. We're also here with Hank Lockwood. He's not going to be talking today, but he is here, and it would be injustice to not mention his presence. Lastly in the room is Ben Fredette, also known as Buddha Ben, sucking on a pin. It's not the only thing he's sucking, and welcome to the show.
Let's start off with penis shaming, because where else can we go from there? A Playboy model, just kidding, she's a SI swimsuit model, who is 200 plus pounds, a plus size model, one might say.
That's a multiplication size model.
You ain't lying, brother. She is a model to the fucking 10th power. But she has been coming under some fire on the internet for being fat, as the people are calling her. Not my words, their words.
Yeah, and also there was not my words, the multiplication thing. That's not my words.
Not our words.
I'm 200 pounds. Who am I to judge?
You are 200 plus. And she has been coming under fire. Our girl, Tabria Majors, has been getting lit up by the people online. And you know what? She snapped back at all the people, and she said, "It's all good. I'm too big for a lot of guys, and usually those guys are too small for me." Winky face.
So actually, we shouldn't be so worried about the penis shaming. We should be worried about the public nudity, because these guys, before they rejected her, showed her their dick,
which might
unsolicited.
Have, yeah, it might have more to do with it than the fact that they're too like they're just whipping out their penis, which might not prove to be a suitable mate for Tabria Majors. Welcome to Young and Happy.
Just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wow way, BB.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
I got to talk to you about something important today, Roan.
Okay.
And usually I say that before I read an ad. But not right now.
Okay, this is real important.
This is actual really important.
Stuff like stretching and bananas.
Did you know that Cardi B's pregnant? Cardi put the pussy on Offset. And has the same due date as Offset's pregnant side piece? That's straight from me to take out.
Wait a second. So Offset fucked these chicks on the same day and got them both pregnant. That's some super sperm.
That's actually
some super fantastic sperm.
Let me tell you something. You can actually be pregnant up to 5 days after the sexual encounter. So
you can get pregnant, or you can be pregnant then too, I guess.
You find out you're pregnant.
You can find out that you're pregnant.
So there's a 5 day window, really,
where the sperm is still like around in there looking for an egg to fertilize. It's just on the hunt, just trudging through the bowels.
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Do you ever look at a real unathletic dude and be like, yo, that dude was the fastest sperm in his millions. He had millions of competitor, and he was the fastest.
Every
Can
day
you
I
imagine
look,
the others?
Every day I look in the mirror, I'm thinking that. It's like, Jesus Christ, like, who did I beat?
Yeah, like, can you imagine?
I just realized how fast I am. I never knew I was fast.
Right, it's like you feel like you might be slow compared to these other humans that are on Earth, but like, what are there? There's like millions of sperms in every fucking, in every batch.
In every load. Batch is much, much nicer.
Batch is a,
sounds better on
very,
the ears.
It's
easier,
a nice,
lighter.
polite word.
Yep.
But yeah, we're collectively the fastest of our batches. So that's a little something for us. A little something for ourselves.
What really sucks is if you're a fraternal twin and you're not the fastest of your batch.
It's like, damn, I wasn't even the fastest of my batch.
Little Bubba.
And you got to live, yeah, shout out to Little Bubba. You got to live with your live with the guy the entire rest of your life. Yeah. Ben texted me last night in the rough and rowdy this weekend. There's two twins fighting, you know that. And
Big Bubba and Little Bubba
Big
are their
Bubba
names,
and
right?
Big Bubba, yeah.
My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me Bubba.
And you can buy that too. Look on Instagram. Both Ron and I will be posting the link to buy it. But we'll be down there in West Virginia. But last night Ben texted me. He's like, can you imagine if these twins, instead of just fighting at rough and rowdy, if we just like took the telecast to their house and they just fought each other in like the living room, and we just did the whole broadcast in their living room?
It'd be way sweeter to see them knocking over their fucking toilet that's in their living room, and fucking knocking over their kitchen, which is in their living room, and knocking over their beds that are in their living room.
There's gonna be anything like, it'd be like a simulation of like,
they put the living in the living room.
They do. We need to get some kind of house set up where people in rough and rowdy fight, so it's like house brawls rather
like
than
outside of a like settings, like a bar. It's
yes,
like a video
like
game.
A video game, like NFL Street. Yeah. It's like we have the fucking sick, rough and rowdy setting.
An alleyway.
They're fighting on like a ship deck or some shit like that.
Trailer yard.
A spaceship. That would be sick, and that would blow some minds.
Rough and Rowdy the video game. Gonna come soon.
Yo, Rough and Rowdy the video game. That's fucking smart. Yeah. That is smart. Cook up some archetypes. These two twins would definitely make it.
Definitely.
The 400-pound dude, Vito the Torpedo, would definitely make it.
Definitely.
There's, you know,
you
there,
have to unlock him for sure.
Yeah, that's like the, or he's like a boss or some shit like that. Like yeah. You start off as a regular build a fighter at 5'8", 140 pounds, and you can work
no
your
tattoos.
Way up. Yeah, no tattoos, and like through time, you can like buy swag in the video
You're
game.
You're only a couple of days off your crack addiction.
Just rolling out.
Still
fucking,
in the mines.
Yeah, still fucking coal in your face and crack in your lungs. Kim Kardashian claims that she has the smallest waist that she's ever had. She's at 24 inches. Can I ask, do you give a fuck?
Well, thanks for asking. Nope.
All right.
Hey, but can we play Cadillac? Oh, it's 22.
Still playing. Fofos or still, something. There's got to be a song with 24s. There's some song with 24s.
Play Cadillac on 22s in the meantime.
Yeah, maybe if Kim Kardashian can lose a couple fucking inches off her waist, we could play an appropriate song. No,
let me tell you.
T.I.'s got a song, 24s. Money rolling, those cars and clothes, that's all on my body. I know we crash out. Burning trouble,
24s, that's how. Dilly Dilly is on fire.
Yes.
The finale of the Dilly Dilly trilogy is here. Go check out the Bud Knight spot. Use tagline famous among friends. That's it?
I'm waiting for Dilly Dilly. I didn't realize it was even a trilogy. I'm waiting for them to fucking Harry Potter it out and go to like 8 books of Dilly Dilly.
Or just like the trilogy so fucking sweet they got to split it up.
Right, multiple trilogies.
Like no, it's like trilogy. The third installment of the trilogy,
right.
Part one.
Right, right. Yeah. Of the Dilly Dilly trilogy.
Right.
That's the trilogy that we didn't know we needed. What is it about Dilly Dilly do you think that worked? It's fun to say. It doesn't mean anything. Like, why did that kick ass so much more than all these other things? Something
it's,
about it.
It has to be that it's fun to say.
It's fun to say.
Dilly Dilly.
You ever watch like?
It's ambiguous too. It's very in the.
What can it mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a. Is it a curse word? Is it a congratulation? It is being fun to say is a huge part of it. Like if you ever watched Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives or like Bar Rescue, they always talk about foods that are like fun to eat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In which I never really knew what it meant, but ever since I started watching those shows, there are some foods that are just like fun to pop in your mouth. You know, you
it's
just
like
wanna...
when you and I were calling the Barstool Winter Games. We were calling the match, and we're like, "Yo, this is downhill." Hill slalom skiing, and they're using two skis, but gosh darn it, it's just so fun to say slalom.
It's fun to say it, and this is just the part of the show that's dedicated to things that are fun to put in your mouth, like Dilly Dilly and slalom and jalapeno poppers and stuff like that.
I like
fun.
A little, like a toothpick with olive and cheese.
That's your preferred thing to pop in your mouth?
I remember one time I was real sick. I actually like stayed home from school and was actually sick, that type sick, and Mom's like, "I'll make you anything you want." I said, "You make me those things, the toothpick and the cheese squares."
She came in with hors d'oeuvres and a silver platter for you.
Yeah, those things, they're fun to pop in your mouth.
Yo, what's your favorite?
No way around it.
What's your favorite hors d'oeuvre? Say you're at an event that's catered. What do you hope is there, and what are you angling for? And you can't say pigs in a blanket.
Sardines.
What? That's a terrible pick.
Well, you said we couldn't say pigs in a blanket.
Ben, what's yours?
I like the bar and bat mitzvahs that had sushi platters.
Ah, okay. What's different about those sushi platters than a normal sushi platter?
Like, it's a platter.
Oh,
like, I don't normally order a platter.
Yo, I was at a buffet in Mexico that had like a sushi part of the buffet every day. You would have loved it.
I live across from one now.
A sushi buffet?
Yes.
You crush it every day?
I go there regularly.
Every day at the
by
buffet?
By myself, yeah.
Yo, what about like mini quiches though? Like a little bite-sized quiche? I love quiche.
Yeah, quiche is good. I have it on Christmas. Yo, but Ron.
Yeah?
You know what's about to go down.
Yeah.
You already know what's about to go down.
Yeah. It's about to go down.
All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Omax Health?
Omax?
Yeah, I love Omax. Omax.
Omax. Omax.
You know they have a... Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Hey! See, that was a preemptive blessing.
Oh, bless you. Yo, do you know that I have a commitment to long-term health and healthy living?
I did, of course. I know that.
Do you know that some of the things I do to regularly improve my long-term health are vitamin day.
You have vitamin day. Once a week, vitamin day. I just eat a bunch of vitamins all at once.
And I have take it easy Tuesdays where I just take it easy the whole day to reduce stress.
Is that ever vitamin day, or that's always a different day than
take it easy Tuesday? That's just it's a day I dedicate to myself.
That's very nice. And yeah. Mental health and self-love are huge things that we're proponents of. And so is Omex.
Well, the fact is, taking care of your health is a commitment.
Yeah.
And that can feel overwhelming. That's why I've been loving Omex 3 Ultra Pure Supplements. Because with Omax 3, you just need to do one little thing to experience big health benefits. You don't even have to think about it. Here on the Young and Happy podcast, we often discuss ways to be healthier and happier. So, of course, when tons of studies that have shown that something improves your health, we've got to talk to you about it. You've probably heard about the many benefits of getting your daily dose of omega-3s, but now I want to tell you about the purest way to get them, the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Because if you're going to do something, why not do it? Right.
I really did take some of these Omax, and like they give you like a natural energy in the morning. It's easier to wake up with them.
Yeah.
I messed with the fish oil joints that they have too. Yum, yum, yum.
Well, you can go to tryomax.com/yaw today and get a box of Omax 3 Ultra Pure for free. That's tryomax, OMAX.com/yaw, YAH, to get a free box of Omax 3. Tryomax.com/yaw. Terms and conditions do apply.
Drake has a kid. Why are we not talking about this?
How does he not have more?
How does he? He must. But they some chick
is
named
that what more life was about.
More life, more everything.
He's just the timeline matches up.
Creating much more life. And the kid's name is Aubrey Drake Graham Jr. Like the chick like named the shit out of him like that. But Drake's camp is saying that this woman has a very questionable background. She's admitted to having multiple relationships, and she has problems getting into the United States. If it is his child, which he does not believe, he would do the right thing by the child. And all that's well and good, but the first pictures of the baby are in a Canadian goose jacket that's worth $1,000 or $1,095.
Seems like it'd be an issue that'd be pretty easy to sort out.
Yeah.
Yo, is this mine? Take it to Murray.
Or it's just like, it's wearing a Canadian goose jacket. It's obviously his baby if it's wearing Canadian goose. Like,
what does it mean that the kid has problems getting into the United States?
I think the mom might have problems getting in the United States.
Oh.
And since the whole umbilical cord thing, it's like if she can't get in, this baby's attached to her like a mace.
You think that she uses Drake to get into the United States the same way Gucci uses Drake to get into Canada?
I got so many feelings I might can't never go to Canada, but Drake said he gonna put some screens, so let me check my calendar.
Yeah, so I didn't know Drake had a kid, but it's like it's really popular to have a kid right now. And that seems like it's coming on the heels
of
that.
Our parents were really before their time.
They were. But it's coming on the heels of my parenting rumors, too. Since then, like, fucking Kendall Jenner, a million Kardashians, Drake, fucking Travis Scott. I guess that is a Kardashian one. But everybody's having babies since then.
Did you watch that just video started with Travis Scott and Kylie?
No, I didn't.
Hank, I know. Did you watch that video? Yeah, he did. I just want to.
Pretty emotional.
It was pretty great.
Surprisingly emotional.
I watched.
What goes down in the video?
She just gets pregnant and then has the kid.
In the video, she gets pregnant.
A lot of piano.
That does sound.
A lot of light keys.
It's piano nice. And a pretty big pianist.
It's nice. Glass of wine and just watch Kylie Jenner's story.
Yo, do you think Jason Derulo is going to be able to do it again this summer?
Why is this a rich homie Pablo thing?
No, I'm just wondering. Do you think that he has another song in the summer in him?
You think he's the king of the summer?
He has been for a long time.
I've been hearing that the song of the summer this year is coming from Carly Rae Jepsen.
Again? You think so?
Maybe.
Yo, because this guy, I mean, I don't believe that it's not going to be Derulo. I think Derulo's he's undethronable, which is a word, which is a real, actual word. Yo, Tia and Tamara Mowry, tell me about them, Caleb.
Even though I'm glad to be with you. Well, Sister, great show. But the reason why we're bringing them up today is because on Mia Takeout, one of them supports Trump. Who is it, Tamara?
Tamara.
Look at my African-American over here.
Damn, Tamara.
Do you think
what
that
are
they,
you thinking?
Do you think that they ever switch when they go into a voting booth, like switch identities and just like one person votes for the other person? like these two twins, the Bubba twins, who went into work for one another?
Yeah, probably.
They have to, right? Yo, also, why does Taj Mowry put an H in his name? Why not just go T-A-J? Makes you think. It'll make you think. It'll really make you think. You thinking?
Hold It'll up. Make you Can think. Can we take a moment?
Okay.
Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but there's a simpler way to buy, folks, with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets for every type of live event. Whether you're catching your favorite musician on tour, shopping for the perfect gift, or searching for a last-minute deal to see your favorite team, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Nothing beats being there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will help you get closer to the action for a great value. And best of all, our listeners here at Young and Happy, the listeners who shall not be named, get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code HAPPY today. H-A-P-P-Y. That's promo code HAPPY for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
Were you ever a geek?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. You ever geek out?
Yep. Still do.
Yo, Ben, were you ever a geek?
I think I'm still am too.
For real?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a video
on my computer
editor
all day.
Yo, on the show Crashing, they said that there's two types of comedians. Comedians who were called a fag in high school, or the comedians who called people a fag in high school. Which type of comedian are you?
Mm-hmm.
Ben?
I'm not a comedian.
good answer, because I knew which one you were going to have to be.
Damn. Yeah, none of us are comedians.
Yeah, we're just doing a podcast. Hey, do you guys have, does anyone have any really hot political takes?
China, what's up with it? Like, what are they doing over there? Like, Tiananmen Square was just like a little bit ago, and now it's just like we go there on vacation and shit.
Yeah.
They like killed all those students.
That flight's so long.
That flight's so long, bro. I don't even know why I go to China. If I was a student, they'd probably just kill me.
Yeah, it's a waste of time being up in the air for that long.
I'll mark my words, I ain't getting killed in China, okay? As long as I live, I will not get killed in China, and that's a fucking promise and a challenge. All right, someone see if you can get me to China and kill me. Can't do it.
Can't do it. I'll be right here on my computer.
You won't be able to do it.
Yo, you heard the news about Black China?
No. I didn't.
Me neither. I don't know if she's in the news right now.
Yeah, Black China might. Did she fall out of the news cycle?
Hold up, let me check.
She's probably just focusing on being a good
Black
parent.
Black China in Google News, and we got something for 4 hours ago.
Okay. All right. Well, Black China
on TMZ.com, which is pretty
That's big.
Big.
That's legit.
Black China, my Valentine's is looking bootyful. Wow, because he's got a shot of her butt.
Wow. Okay.
She's still got a huge
dumper?
Huge dumper.
Really?
Back it up and dump it back, Black China. Black it up and dump it.
Fair enough. Black China, our hats are off to you. You are an inspiration and to not only us, but to the troops. So Black China.
And that's what this show's all about.
We thank you so much.
Barstool Sports.
For the troops, FTT.
Military podcast.
We're the one and only. Remember Eminem's group, D12?
Yeah.
Well, here they are now, all grown up, without any shirts on. So this is
my favorite boy band from my childhood, D12.
Exactly. Were there 12 dudes in D12? Or
no,
like,
I think it meant like
it was just Bizarre, right?
No, there was a couple of people. There was like three.
Are you sure it wasn't just Bizarre?
It's Eminem and like three dudes.
I mean, I thought there was like a bunch of them. Kuniva.
It was initialism for the Dirty Dozen.
But are there a dozen of them?
I'm seeing pics right now with Eminem
and
five dudes.
Anyway, people are saying that they're all fat and grown up now. Like that, I'm pretty sure a huge gimmick of D12 was just being fat at the time.
I think only one of them was fat.
No, at least two of them were fat. Or at least two of them are fat now. But Bizarre is about the same size that
my
he was back
then. My
Salsa
is one of the greatest songs of all time.
I'm the lead singer of my band. My Salsa makes all the pretty girls want to dance my Salsa. Look out for my next single, it's called My Salsa. My Salsa, 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 Salsa.
My Salsa?
Is that what it's called?
Are you dancing to that or shaking your head no, Ben?
No, I was thinking of it. The only reason I know it was because they had that at the end of the My Band video. It cut into My Salsa.
The girls that take off their underpants. I'm the lead singer again. The pretty girls want to dance my salsa.
What's the D12 song where they're like, it's like a story about them like shooting up a club? No, no, it's like
Toy
someone
Soldiers
just got shot,
legendary.
And I'm like picking up this and like fucking doing all that.
6 feet away is the door in the St. Andrew's Hall. Now the strays flying all over the place. Raise one bitch in the face. Another one of them came to the wall before anyone.
Would D12 do Purple Pills? That's a good song, too.
I take a couple offers, I down a couple doubters, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills.
Yo, D12 had some hits. Now, apparently they're fat, though.
Oh, man.
I don't know, is that a bad thing, or should they be SI swimsuit models?
Yo. Oh, yeah, yo. That says.
This is D12?
Yeah.
Yo,
this is a great song.
D12. Eminem has made a lot of people's careers by just being by having a loose light affiliation.
What are the blue and yellow purple pills? I thought that was like Nexium. I thought it was a heartburn medication.
I think blue pills are Xanax, yellow pills are Xanax, and the purple ones are Xanax. Or am I thinking of Lil Peep? Yo, can I say something? Has it been long enough that can I say that
you're gonna admit that you don't know who he is?
No, I just didn't like his music that much.
Yes, yeah, I think it's been enough time. People who have had time to fake act like they listen to him,
and it's just like, well, there has to have been some people that listened to him right after he died, and were just like, ooh.
No. I think the next big rapper will have. I just can't get the image. You said blue, yellow, and purple. Just imagining blue, yellow, and purple braids.
Yes, or like a blue, yellow,
no one's
purple
done that yet.
Striped face tattoo, like a flag tattooed on your face, like William Wallace, but it's a full tattoo. No one's done that.
No one's done blue, yellow, purple.
Yo, blue, yellow, and purple is that fucking mix,
it's the
bro.
Next big rapper.
That's some fucking Mardi Gras shit, bro. Fuck. Blue, yellow, and purple.
We just gave out like a free record deal.
Yeah, especially for these SoundCloud people. PFT was saying that he might want to get into the SoundCloud rap game. I was like, we're trying to sign someone, PFT.
Yeah.
Fucking let us know. Can we dye your hair?
Yo, I just saw there's a rapper, Lil P-H-A-G, Lil Fag.
No way.
He has a song with Bella Thorne.
Really?
It's called Clout 9.
Oh, wow. So he is very 2018.
Can we play that? Okay, we did. Awesome.
Wow, I can't believe that Bella Thorne and Lil Fag. Yo, it's nice to be able to say fag again. And just like not even in that.
Like Lil Fag brought a fag back.
Yeah, exactly. But we're saying PH, fag with a PH.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually like smart of us.
Who is that white dude that just came out with a song this week about like ending racism or something like that? And it was like a pretty racist song?
Logic.
You just want it to be. There was some song that was just
Russ.
Probably Russ. Yeah.
No,
it was probably J. Cole too.
Tom McDonald was this guy's name. It's a white dude with dreads,
McDonald.
Rapping about. It's called White Boy. Can I put it on? It's like the first line of it. I'll even just read you the lyrics. Is I cannot feel guilty for shit I didn't do. Like I'm already out, but I'll play a little bit of it.
I cannot feel guilty for that I didn't do, but I can understand the reasons why you think that I should. Yeah, I'm white, but I never put your neck in no noose, and I never burnt a cross or hit my face with a hood. You can't just label me racist, cause I'm related to people who did some terrible way back before I was alive. My parents brought me up to treat everyone as an equal. I refuse to feel ashamed cause of my pretty blue eyes.
He has dreads, by the way. Anyone who's not looking, it's a white dude with dreads.
And head tattoos. Yeah. He's the worst. This is bad.
Hey, old McDonald, go back to the farm, dog.
Bro, nobody wants to hear that in a fucking song, man. Nobody wants to hear that you fucking
I don't even like the really, really good racial raps that go super viral. I hate those.
The Joyner Lucas one.
I hate that one.
Yeah, that one.
I hate him for that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is cool. But no, I don't want to hear raps about racism. I'm sorry if that makes me close-minded. But
that was a rap about being mad about being labeled a racist. It wasn't even about racism.
Even worse,
What do you think his demo is?
His demo is trash, bro. His demo is in the fucking garbage. Yo, his first four words that he rhymes.
Yellow with fans.
Do, should, noose, hood. Oh, he's doing a little ABAB rhyme scheme. Wow. People, eagle. alive eyes. Dude. So it takes him a whole goddamn two lines to just find a word that rhymes with the fucking last word. His words aren't that good to take that long to select one that rhymes with the other one.
Well, by now.
Lazy ass rhyming, shitty ass fucking song. I don't care if you say fuck a Nazi or fuck a white supremacist, bro. Like, you should feel guilty for making this song. I don't care if you have white guilt, have fucking bad music guilt.
This song, that song could have just been like a normal song with no racial implications and still would have been trash.
Yeah, it really could. The hook is, white boy, don't say that. White boy, oh, you so bad. White boy, you wish you were black. White boy, hey, white boy. Bad. Bad stuff, man. Bad stuff. That's why it's easy to get out of the white rapper game when you see stuff like that. Like, I don't want to be associated with that.
Well, by now everyone knows that Dollar Shave Club ships amazing razors for just a few bucks. And I've been a member for a while, and I love my shave. If you're like me and you're sick of the nonsense at the store, now's the time to try out Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, Dollar Shave Club is basically giving away their SHIT Shower Shave Starter Set to new members. For only $5, this starter set features their executive razor and three trial size versions of their most popular products to help you stay fresh and clean. In the first box, you'll receive the shave butter, body wash, and one wipe Charles butt wipes. You'll also receive their executive razor, which includes their premium weighty handle and full cassette of cartridges. After the first box, replacement cartridges are sent for only a few bucks a month. This offer is exclusively available at dollarshaveclub.com/yah. That's dollarshaveclub.com/yah, Y-A-H. Dollar Shave Club's high-quality products will have you covered from face cheeks to butt cheeks. There's no better time to try to join the club.
Yo, are you feeling sluggish right now? Because I have a little bit of a life hack that can help you with your end-of-the-day malaise. Stand up and put your arms over your head. This will naturally build your testosterone within you and bring confidence into your body where it wasn't before. Sometimes, even if we don't have energy and confidence, we can trick our body into sending the signals throughout our body that will show us how strong, confident, and powerful we really are. This sounds like an ad, but it's really just my body language tip of the day.
Thanks, Ron.
Yep, no problem. Yo, did that sound like it was red?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, bro.
Congrats. That was off top of the dome.
That was fucking freestyle, bro.
You got experience.
You have a freestyle on ad read?
Yeah, you want me to do one?
Yo, hit me with one, boy.
Yo, everyone should go check out Rough and Rowdy this weekend. It's going to be dope. It's available for a low price. And I'm not reading this, but Rough and Rowdy 2 is available for only $9.99. One-tenth price of the biggest fights in the world, but 10 times more exciting. You do not want to miss this. And order soon because the day of price is $15.99. That's Friday, folks. You can go to BarstoolSports.com and easily find the link to buy this fight.
Yo, Hank, since you're in the room, I want to ask you about Rough and Rowdy. What should Smitty and the $20 chef be preparing for this fight? Like, what's their best key or secret to success that you could give them in a piece of advice? And keep in mind, they probably won't hear this.
They probably won't hear this, but if I was to give them some advice, I would say preparation doesn't really matter. You don't want to get too in your head about strategy, because once the fight starts, it all kind of goes out the window, and you just got to be ready to throw everything you have. Like, you want to stick to the fundamentals of, you know, covering your face, but you also, any strategy you have, once you get hit, you're just gonna, it's going to go out the window, so you just got to be prepared for just a slugfest. I think it's just going to be a slugfest.
Yeah, I love it. I honestly can't call who I think is going to win. Do you have any insights seeing their training and having been in that ring?
I think it's a toss-up. I wouldn't be surprised if either person won. I think Sean has had a much better camp. He's trained, like, significantly harder, I would say. He's had more, like, help, more coaching, just more time and, like, ability to train at his office. Smitty, though, is younger, and he has a little bit more reach. And I think Sean, there's a chance that Sean is overconfident.
Yeah.
So there's a chance that if Sean, and because he has so much coaching, there's a chance that he's going to go into it with a plan. He's going to be too in his own head. And if Smitty can come out and kind of like hit him right away and throw him off his guard, then he might just be so rattled that the wheels fall off and Smitty takes control.
This shit is fucking enthralling.
But I could also see him coming out and just have like, just like it not even being close, and Sean just completely dominating the fight.
Watching two friends fight is like watching two of your friends fight is pretty exciting shit. Obviously, last time, Hank, you didn't get to watch, but it's like now you're just kind of sitting back and you just get to watch two bros, you know, like duke it the fuck out.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Hank sounds like he's fought like 15 times.
He's retired.
I'm a prize fight champion.
He's a retired prize fight champion.
How much money have you won fighting?
None.
Oh, yeah,
all right. Exactly.
No, I was being serious. You do sound like I'm experienced.
He's a weathered pro for sure. Well, hey, that Rough and Rowdy is around the corner, or it might have already happened when you're listening to this. So tell us how fucking right we were. Let us know.
Who do you guys have?
Smitty.
If you had a prediction. You got Smitty?
I got Smitty just because I'm all in on Philly right now.
Yeah.
All in on Philly.
That is
the Eagles.
A huge, huge factor, too. I really,
all in on the Sixers. Sixers haven't lost.
Roan, you can attest to this. When your team wins a championship, like your whole aura and the whole way you go about things, you're just in a much better mood. You're uplifted. You have like a more positive outlook on life.
You're going to free
I do really think that plays a factor. Like if Philly had lost, like he'd be like down in the dumps. His head would be in the wrong place. But there is that sense of, like, he's kind of
it's
on
possible.
A cloud, and if he just, like, you know, if you think something, you can think it into existence. Like, if he convinces himself that he's a winner, Philly's a city of champions, he's going to do whatever it takes to win. That might happen.
That's how I feel, too. Like, he just has to
kind of shit has happened.
Coach himself into believing that it will happen, visualize success, and you will find it.
You think it goes to decision?
I think it probably does because Smitty, like, I think they're – I don't – I mean, that's the thing. It's way, way, way more of an exciting fight than me and Tex because they're significantly bigger and they're both, like, athletically apt. Like, Tex couldn't even stand up.
Both can walk.
Yeah. But, there's definitely an element of, like, it just being a slugfest. Like, I saw them both spar, like, 3 weeks ago. Like, when I was training for it, if I sparred two three-minute rounds, I was puking. Like, Ben saw me. I was gassed. Like, couldn't even get through it. I saw both of them. This was 3 weeks ago. I saw both of them get through three-minute rounds, like, and they're still going. So they're going to be in much better shape, which means they're going to be able to just throw punches for the whole minute. So I don't know. I mean, I hope it's a knockout. It will be a 100 times better of an outcome for everyone involved if it's a knockout. But if I had to, like, put money on it, I would say it's a decision, and that Sean wins decision. If it's not, Smitty wins if it's a knockout. Obviously.
Well, that's been our Rough and Rowdy coverage, and I don't think you'll find any more detailed Rough and Rowdy coverage anywhere else.
Except for maybe buying the Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah, buying get it from the Rough and Rowdy. But that'll be us, too, so you know what I mean? New York from I Love New York got a gang of plastic surgery, a whole bunch of it. But it's not even that important that she got it or what she looks like, which is very different, like almost like a completely different person.
Or maybe some would say like not even like a person.
Not a human, really. She looks more like a snake with eye holes cut into her. And but what her response to it, though, kind of dig it. She says, "I love plastic surgery, and there's nothing wrong with that. Plastic surgery has a really bad rap, and I don't like that. So I'm a little bit of an advocate for it. And it's about time, I think, that plastic surgery finally got an advocate. No one is sticking up for it. Everybody is shaming plastic surgery. And I think it's time to put that in the past."
Agreed.
Okay. Well, we're all in agreements on that. Agreements on that one. Agreements isn't even a word. How quite embarrassing.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah?
You ready to wrap it up?
Sure am.
Let's wrap it up. We gave the people what they wanted, what they came for.
You know what, baby? This
some
is what
great
you
deals.
Came for.
Yep. Some great deals.
They got
some
deals.
Songs.
They got insights. They got some media takeout headlines. They learned about pop culture. They learned about people of big waist size and small waist size, people of natural looks and of plastic surgery looks.
Yep.
So what else do you want for?
I mean, I don't know if we can provide anything else. So thanks for sticking around. Thanks for coming. It's been a good ride.
It's been real.
Take you home with me. Smoke a marijuana. Put the pussy in a coma. And you won't wake up from me. Ain't no business being square. I'm just gonna give you what you ask from me. Oh, baby. We keep getting closer. Now she all up on me. We not even dancing no more. Making love to the beat.
Making love to the beat. Making love to the beat.
Better look like we're making love on the dance floor. I hear grinding doing drugs on the dance floor. Right here behind you, oh, you trying to get it up, huh? They change song, that'll probably mess it up, huh? Don't let them cut the lights on all night long. They trying to get you in the ride, get you right home. And handle that, handle that, handle that. Your ass look like you come from where they've been at. Wanna dismantle that. Hold up, excuse me, where my manners at now? I don't know. Rather show you where the hammer at. Get your ass in the bed, put your head in the cloud. Dress so well, endowed. I know, I know. Now, hey, hold up, what you stopping for? Hey, no, never mind that them no duck shit you be watching for. Raise it up, drop it low, make it miss and slap it. Yo, that's what I want to do with you, and if you, we should do it too.
Yeah. I don't want to meet your mama. I don't want to take you home with me. Smoke a marijuana. Put the pussy in a coma. And you won't wake up from me. Ain't no been to be a square. I'm just going to give you what you ask from me. We not even dancing no more. Take you home with me. Smoke a marijuana. Put the pussy in a coma. And you won't wake up from me. Ain't no business being square. I'm just gonna give you what you asked from me. We not even dancing no more. Making love to the beat. Making love to the beat. Making love to the beat. We not even dancing no more. Making love to the beat. Making love to the beat. Making love to the beat. We gon' get each other numbers. Down jail the proper thing. In exchange for the sweet. You gon' get this thing alike. I'ma take it to McDonald's. Get you something to eat. You a special little freak to me, girl. So you can go get cheese. I ain't trippin' on it. We can try to up it, cause it is on the way. We keep getting closer. Now she all up on me. We not even dancing no more.